So why did we cover all these terms with helicity and vorticity, and why do they matter? Well, now we can wrap together a number of these concepts into this term storm relative helicity, or SRH. Again, like the concept of storm relative velocity as you learned in the products lessons, we want to know how much relative streamwise vorticity is or could be ingested into a storm's updraft. Just like on a hodograph, when we experiment with the lifting parcel levels to get different values of cape for different situations, we use these concepts and calculations on a hodograph to find out a storm's potential for developing a mesocyclone, i.e. a rotating updraft, which is the defining characteristic of a supercell thunderstorm. SRH is integrated over a defined layer and is defined as basically the area under the curve between the hodograph and the storm motion, or the red star. We'll find out on the next slide why we use 0 to 1 and 0 to 3 layers for this calculation.